wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show as we kick off a week. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hi.
Dragging butt a little bit this morning. Went to Hamilton last night, which is at the, here in Louisville for a run. And tell you what, that is everything that everybody says it is. Which is a very vague statement to make, I get. But,
right.
But yeah, an enjoyable musical for sure. Hamilton. So, but you know, it's one of those things where it doesn't get over until close to 10, and then you know, you got to drive home and all that stuff. Didn't get in bed until close to 11, and then you know, the alarm clock rings 4 hours later. So, yay,
it's not a lot of sleep,
no, but you know, we'll survive, right?
Sure,
it's just what we do,
yeah.
Today, Can't Beat Kelly kicks off,
yeah,
right about 7:30. She'll try to remember things from last week and
you know what?
From the weekend.
We need to rethink Mondays for that. It's just harsh.
You mean do it like on a Wednesday afternoon, maybe?
Yes, Wednesday afternoon would be better for me.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're at a state where you're a little bit weaker.
It's Mondays mentally. Are tough. Mondays are tough
you
mentally.
Know what?
I'm I can't going remember to, 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to go ahead and say nay nay because your record precedes yourself. So if you were a perennial and weekly loser, then maybe we'd say, well, yeah, maybe you're right. Kelly is a little bit on the weaker side on a Monday morning at 7:30. However,
it does cause me a lot of stress and anxiety, though.
However, your record, you have yet to lose in 2019.
Well,
so,
listen, the last couple of weeks have been pretty dicey.
I know.
Pretty dicey. With a couple of defending champions.
For sure.
Like, coming up against me again. Like, I in my mind, I don't think that that's ever going to happen again.
Can I just...
But it does.
Can I just toss this out here? Because there was a post-it note when I came into work here this morning.
All right, what'd it say?
On the audio console here. And it involves ice cream toppings.
I'm invested.
And it says, Dr. Pepper dessert topper is our new favorite for ice cream, soda float, cherry dessert topper. Dr. Pepper on ice cream?
Dr. Pepper.
Never thought of that.
I'm not insanely opposed to it.
This purple post-it note.
It looks like it's got some use.
Written in pencil there. Obviously, someone's very passionate about
it. Well, and it almost looks like there's a little bit of some grease stains or something on it, like some sort of food.
Yeah, like maybe someone was eating while they decided
made its
to
way under the post-it note.
Come like, to this revelation.
This is so delicious. I need to write it down right now.
Dr. Pepper topping. So does Dr. Pepper have a separate like ice cream topping, or does Dr. Pepper have just Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
And you just crack open a can of Dr. Pepper and pour it over.
Did someone discover a Dr. Pepper float?
I would say vanilla is probably the flavor that you want to try that on. Right?
I'm wondering if somebody like went rogue on the whole root beer float idea, decided to try Dr. Pepper, discovered it was delicious.
Maybe.
I don't know. That could have happened.
I mean, there are all sorts of ways that you can add ice cream to soda beverage.
I mean, I'm on board with all that.
Carbonated beverages.
Sure.
Like that, so. All right.
Although a Sprite float, I don't think is good.
Just a weird little random fact of the audio console here that I discovered
know.
As I came in. You know, people come in over the weekend, they have their own little party, and then we get to see what happens here.
So
when
origin,
we walk in on Monday morning.
Our origin unknown.
Yeah.
Of the Dr. Pepper ice cream topping post-it note.
Yeah, I'm here for it though.
All right.
I'm all for it. All right, guys, let's get this show started, shall we? Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. That is on the way. Give us about 10. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. She is releasing her new video for her new single, You Need to Calm Down, today during Good Morning America. We'll have that posted at WDJX.com. But yeah, she kind of released all of the celebrities that are making cameos in it, including Ryan Reynolds.
I got tagged in that.
Including Ellen DeGeneres.
Sure.
A bunch of other people. But really, it was Ryan Reynolds that I wanted to make sure that you knew.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know. I'll give it a look-see.
Okay.
I'll give it a look-see.
I mean, if Ryan Reynolds is in it. Yeah, so we'll have that posted at WDGX.com right after she releases that on Good Morning America. So you can take a look at that right there. On the way, it is setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Yeah, Megan, she's not living her best life. And we'll explain why. Khalid first, 99.7 DJ.
Yeah. It's
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, and setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it, and you can think, you know what? I'm doing okay. All right with my life. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting pulled over driving a toy car, you're doing okay.
How fast was this person going?
Well, Megan in South Carolina, she'd been doing a little drinking, so, you know, she's trying to do the responsible thing, and not get behind the wheel of a car. However, she got behind the wheel of a toy car.
Still counts.
Obviously doesn't go nearly as fast.
Right. And then I'm sure she made her way onto the roadway.
Yeah. And okay. So people called, you know, police and said, hey, there's someone driving down the road in a Power Wheels car.
Ah, Power Wheels truck.
Yeah. So yeah. Megan, got pulled over.
Yeah.
Now, however, she did get out of a DUI, which is interesting.
Really?
But she was arrested and charged with public intox.
Okay.
So, still
bad.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. You know what? I'm choosing to think that she didn't ask permission to drive that Power Wheels truck down the street. There's probably some upset kid, too. Yeah. Hopefully they got it back.
Yeah, maybe.
But I'm guessing that's not hers.
I can't imagine where she just has that. She's 25 years old. I don't know many 25-year-olds who have Power Wheels.
Yeah, no. So, it probably wasn't her purchase.
There you go. That's if you can manage to make it through the day without getting pulled over driving a toy car, you're doing okay.
Unless maybe it was her child's and she's like, you know what?
I'm going to need to borrow this.
I need to go to the store to get a little something. I'm going to be safe. I'm not going to drive the big car. I'm going to drive your car, and it's going to be fine. It might take me longer, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Maybe that was, I don't know. We're speculating. Maybe. We weren't there.
Yeah. That's Setting the Bar, guys. Okay. On 99.7. Gonna love you like me. 99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, where they are having a 70% to 90% off blowout sale at their old location there in E-Town on 3019 Ring Road.
So there blowout you go. Blowout sale.
That's right.
Okay.
Everything must go. All right. Feel good.
Dramatic pause. I was waiting for it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. So, 17-year-old Paige Winter. You may recognize her name because she was the girl there in North Carolina who made news last week when a shark literally bit off her legs. Kind of crazy. And, you know, she's recovering and all that. But it's her outlook on the whole situation that makes this a feel good. She's all like, hey, you know what? I'm living. I don't plan on changing the way I live my life.
When I was in that water, I was like praying. I'm like, I'm 17. I got so much to do. And it's true. I have a lot to do.
Yeah. So, I mean,
she sounds like remarkably well adjusted already.
Right. Bit off her leg, two fingers, while she was on the beach in waist deep water there in North Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
And I think with this situation, I can transform it into something that's not like, oh, how tragic.
Yeah. Wait.
Wow.
Hang on.
Wow.
Listen to what else she goes on and says.
17-year-old lost a leg. No, 17-year-old lost a leg and we're popping, you know?
We're popping.
Oh my gosh. I am shocked at how quickly she gets to that state of mind.
Not only that, but she's like, hey, I don't blame the shark.
Sharks are still good people. And that's just kind of the truth. They're still so good. And they're so cool. They're pretty cool. Good people.
Yeah, so
they're cool, good people.
She's not affected by sharks. She still loves them. She's like,
yeah, I guess, you know, you can't blame the shark. The shark's going to do what the shark's going to do in the water.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's in the shark's home.
Yes.
Yeah, so Paige Winter. That's why I wanted to put that in the feel good. It's like, dang, you know, something tragic happened to her. But she's got a great attitude, positive spin on it.
It sounds like she didn't even take 1 second to feel sorry for herself.
No.
She just went immediately into, that's all right, the shark is cool, look at me. I'm a bad you-know-what.
That's right.
I'm popping.
I'm popping.
She says I'm popping.
She did.
Holy cow. I need to take that attitude, like, with the next whatever setback frustration that I suffer. I'm just going to say, I'm popping.
No, 17-year-old lost a leg, and we're popping, you know?
Yeah. Holy cow.
We're popping, you know?
That's remarkable.
There you go. That
should feel remarkable.
Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford. We do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Oh, she's sweet. My. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 69 outside. Going to have thunderstorms pretty much throughout today, pretty much throughout tomorrow, pretty much throughout Wednesday. All week, it's going to be rainy, thunderstormy, all that stuff. So just kind of keep that in mind.
Isn't it supposed to be like summertime? It doesn't feel like summer. It's a little weird. It feels like April.
Okay.
April called it once its weather back.
And last week it was winter.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, you sound rough. Cat literally rolling in from Bonnaroo. Goodness.
Let's just today, like, Cat. Let's just over there a little. Yeah,
Kat literally got in from Bonnaroo probably last night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, turned around and woke up for the show. So yeah, I mean, I get it. I get it, Kat. The life of a 23-year-old is exciting. It's 22. You know, 22 when you roll to Bonnaroo for weekend festivals.
Another reason to just a little bit.
I'll just shut up. It's fine.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. So there you go. It's 5 seconds of summer, DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. Well, I don't know if you made it over to the Louisville Zoo, but the male bongo calf, they've now got the finalists for the name. You know how you were supposed to be like nominating names for the bongo there at the zoo, the little baby bongo.
What'd they come up with? What are the finalists? Did Ben make the cut?
No.
Ah, Ben the bongo kind has alliteration. I was rooting for that.
They're all kind of Guardians of the Galaxy themed.
Oh, Star-Lord?
Drax, Groot, and Rocket.
Wow.
So okay. Those are the top three. Drax, Groot, and Rocket.
Chris Pratt sitting over here going, what, no Star-Lord?
No Star-Lord? Yeah, so you have an opportunity to vote now through the 23rd to see which of those three you would like the new male bongo calf to be.
I kind of need it to be Groot so that then there could be a sign, I am Groot.
So
that's like his line.
The baby's names are Isabel and Watson, or the baby's parents' names are Isabel and Watson.
And Groot. I feel like
Groot kind of works.
I mean, it doesn't fit at all, but why not?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, why not, though? Exactly.
Sure, why not? I need the sign that I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Post it on the... So there you go.
Say hello to Isabel, age 9, Watson, age 10, and I am Groot. So there you go. They're on exhibit next to the giraffes and the attics there in the Louisville Zoo. So, all right.
Good times.
Great. Drax, Groot, and Rocket.
That's my vote. I've officially cast
it. All right. Kelly puts in her little nomination for Groot.
I am Groot.
That is the baby bongo name there. 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I shouldn't say it is the name yet. It could be the name.
That's after a the strong 23rd. Possibility.
Strong possibility.
Okay.
So there you go. Coming up, we went toe-to-toe, Kelly and I, in You Laugh, You Lose.
It was intense.
It was intense, and it wasn't even. It was in the studio here, so that's even...
It's always funny.
Hey there. That's the kind
of... That's a little glimpse of the comedy level.
That's the comedy level that you're going to look for. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, 631. So Men in Black won the box office over the weekend. However, it was a disappointing win for them because it only opened to about $28.5 million. They were hoping that it would pull in about 50.
Yeah, it's been a lackluster summer at the box office so far.
Yeah, Secret Life of Pets 2 was number 2 at the box office. Aladdin rolled in at number 3. Dark Phoenix, that came in at number 4.
Ooh, that's disappointing too.
And then Rocket Man, in its third week, came in at number 5. Hmm. So the only movie out of those I saw has been Aladdin, which is good. I like the live action version. I thought Will Smith did a good job doing the genie. So still kind of hanging in there at number 3 over the weekend at the box office. So there you go. Coming up next, it was a You Laugh, You Lose showdown.
This is Well, we set the bar very low for the comedy on this show with this one. Real low.
Well,
real low. So then when you're not expecting a lot, hopefully we're going to exceed those expectations.
There you go. There you go. That's a way to look at that.
Okay.
Let's play Halsey, then we'll get to that next on 99.7
DJ. DJX.
Ben versus Kelly in You Laugh, You Lose.
The object of the game is to tell jokes. And you cannot laugh. The first person that laughs is out, the loser.
All right, so Kat has it lucky this round. She's going to be filming, so she is able to just laugh at will.
And we know if I laugh, laughing's contagious.
Okay, all right.
You laugh, you lose.
Already at
disadvantage. Round one.
Okay.
Here we go.
You start off.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you start. You
all right. When I found out my toaster wasn't waterproof, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
You laugh, you lose.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he dropped him off at school? Bye, son.
Well done.
Shout out to my son for that one. Shout out.
Kelly, what do you call fake potatoes?
I don't know.
Imitators.
Mm-hmm. Where do you learn to make ice cream?
Where do you learn to make ice cream?
Sunday school.
Very good. Very good. Why does a duck have tail feathers?
Why does a duck have tail feathers?
Because it covers his butt quack.
Hold it in. Hold it in.
A little physically painful. Hey, my husband keeps telling me to stop pretending to be butter.
Yeah?
But I'm on a roll now.
Okay. Hey, what weighs less than blue?
What weigh is less than blue?
Light blue.
Uh-huh. What's red and smells like blue paint?
What is red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
You know, I applied for a job as a carpenter the other day.
Yeah?
I think I nailed it.
If a child refuses to sleep during nap time, are they guilty of resisting arrest? Asking for a friend.
You laugh, you lose. These are bad. Why did the tomato blush?
Oh, you almost lost it. Why did the tomato blush?
Saw the salad dressing.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
What is Forrest Gump's password?
One. Forrest one.
You almost lost it on your own.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm perfectly fine.
You know Head and Shoulders?
Uh-huh.
Should make a body wash. Call it Knees and Toes.
That was bad.
Why did the coffee go to the police?
Why?
It got mugged.
Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
Why don't you ever see elephants hiding in trees?
They're really good at it.
Yeah, they are. They are. They are good at that. They are good at that. Yeah. That is what they are good at. What's red and bad for your teeth?
What is red and bad for your teeth?
A brick.
That almost got me.
I really thought that was the one. That was the one that was going to do it. That was going to be the final nail in the coffin.
That almost got me. What happens when frogs park their vehicles illegally?
What happens when frogs park their vehicles illegally?
They get towed.
I hear it's easy to get ladies not to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah.
It's more difficult to deter gents, though.
All right. All right, we're pulling out the heavy guns here. All right, here we go.
Okay,
you laugh, you lose.
Okay.
Ben versus Kelly. You know, I scared the mailman today by showing up to the door completely naked.
That is a true story, isn't it?
I'm not sure what scared him more. The fact that I was naked or that I knew where he lived.
Kelly's crying.
Children are like farts.
Yeah?
Your own are just about bearable, but everyone else's are horrendous.
My boss is threatening to fire the employee with the worst posture.
Yeah.
I have a hunch it might be me.
Oh, man. Trying so hard.
Have you seen that new movie, Constipated? It's not come out yet.
All right. Well done.
Kelly's on the floor.
Kelly, what did a guy say to another guy?
What did a guy say to another guy?
When they were about to submit a pamphlet?
When they were about to submit, I don't know.
Bro, sure? She stood up, guys. She stood up. She's getting in her power stance.
Ooh, that power stance, though. Look at those legs.
All right.
Work it, girl.
Yeah, we're going to have to wrap this up at some point.
How many more do we have? You know what's really odd?
What?
Numbers that aren't divisible by two.
Okay. What do you call a pencil without lead?
What do you call a pencil without lead?
Pointless.
What do you call a fake noodle?
What?
An impasta.
Okay.
Come on, let's just end it. Just end it.
You win. Gosh.
Come on. The brick the was brick. Supposed to shut you down.
Tell me the brick went again. Tell me the brick went again.
What's red and bad for your teeth? Red. A brick. A brick. It's a brick.
All right, there it is. Kelly K. God. Joke supremacy right there.
Physically painful. It
hurts. You laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJ. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. 69 outside now. Kat, let me ask you a real quick question. If I said the name Kevin Bacon, would you know who I'm talking about?
No. Are you surprised?
Okay. All right. So Kevin Bacon, famous actor, movies like old 80s movies like Footloose. He was also in Stir of Echoes.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one, too.
He was even in A Few Good Men. She doesn't know that one either.
All movies I haven't seen.
Okay. All right, great.
All right.
So great. Why does the name Kevin Bacon have to do with this Setting the Bar story coming up next? I'm also going to say it involves Saved by the Bell.
Well, those are two things that you don't necessarily think are going to go together.
Right. Do you know what Saved by the Bell is?
TV show, right?
Yeah. TV show from the 80s, too.
Yeah.
All right, so all that coming up. Khalid first, 99.7. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always get us on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that. Setting the Bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without, hitting a cop while searching for Saved by the Bell on your phone, well, you're doing okay. So this involves a guy by the name of Kevin Bacon, not the famous actor Kevin Bacon.
Okay, that's good.
But yeah. Another dude named Kevin Bacon.
Police have a warning for you this afternoon for drivers looking at their phone. This comes after they say a man hit a stopped police cruiser on I-91 because he was searching for an episode of the 90s television sitcom Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, okay. The good thing is here, no one was hurt.
Right.
So this is a good cautionary tale.
Yeah, good cautionary tale.
He was driving. It all happened yesterday afternoon in Thetford. Police say because Kevin Bacon was searching for this episode on his phone.
Okay,
it just was it like right then and there.
Why?
He had to find this magical moment on television. Oh,
why is he needing to watch an episode of Saved by the Bell while he's driving? That seems a little counterproductive, right?
Yes.
He wasn't able to see the police cruiser in the breakdown lane. Bacon continued going north, fleeing the scene of the crash. The officer whose cruiser was sideswiped was able to catch Bacon. No one was injured in the crash.
All right, so that's good.
So like he like hit the car, kind of like kept driving, but then fled.
Yeah. So, you know, I get it. Sometimes something pops into your head and you're like, oh, I remember that one episode where Screech and the other guy, they were, you know,
Slater and Zach,
something awkward happened and hilarity ensued.
Do you want to know what exactly the episode was he was looking up? They did some further investigating.
Okay.
It was the one with Screech's spaghetti sauce. I'll go ahead and read the official description. The gang produce a TV show for communications class with the sauce Screech makes during the cookery segment proving to be a hit. They decide to market it, and Screech gains a girlfriend, but refuses to believe that she is using him.
Okay, so Kevin Bacon hit a cop car while searching for that episode.
Screech's spaghetti sauce episode of Saved by the Bell.
So,
again, magical TV.
Again, this is a Setting the Bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without hitting a cop while searching for Screech's spaghetti episode Saved by the Bell on your phone.
You know what? I'm going to save you the search. I've got it for you up at WDJX.com. You can see the synopsis
of the
episode.
Okay. All right, great.
It's all right there.
Yeah, you're doing okay. That's Setting the Bar.
Cutting out the middle, man.
On 99.
She used to meet me on the east side in the city where the sun don't set.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, warehouse blowout sale, old location there in E-Town, off Ring Road, 70 to 90% off all remaining merchandise there.
They're practically giving it away.
There you go. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour, brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So when Benny went missing from Max and Sophie Tropper's building on Thursday, Benny is, by the way, their dog.
Oh, no.
They suspected the walker from this app, the Uber for dog walking. It's a WAG app.
Okay.
And so they were like, all right. They're the only ones that have access to their spare keys. Their dog went missing. So they're like, frantic search for Benny. They reach out to Olivia Munn on Instagram because Olivia Munn is apparently a spokesperson for the dog walking app.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So,
okay.
So they like just reach out to her on Instagram like, hey, this is kind of crazy.
Can you help?
She did.
All right, then.
They got their dog back.
That it's above and beyond the call of duty of being a spokesperson. I
know.
Think.
I know.
Yes, yeah.
Apparently, they spent all night on the phone. Olivia Munn spent all night on the phone with the owners, and they ended up like tracking the dog down through the app and all that. And, like, it was crazy how it all happened.
So, are we saying that the dog walker was the dog burglar?
Yes.
Okay.
That's horrible.
They're probably fired. I'm just going to go. I don't know. I'm not intimately involved with the company, but I'm guessing probably fired.
Yeah.
That's probably quality they don't want in their dog walkers.
I mean, that is kind of over and above for
it is. It probably wasn't in their contract.
No, probably not.
They're probably like, hey, talk about our service. So, but they didn't mean, hey, be a superhero and help find missing dogs through our service.
Yep. So there you go.
That's awesome.
A little feel good. Olivia Munn going through over and above to help people that she does is endorse this company.
It turns out to be a real American hero.
Right. Right.
That's great.
There you go. That's your feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande released some new dates for her tour. However, Louisville wasn't on it. Womp womp. There you go. Can we whip our sports out real quick?
Yeah.
All right. Sports. Men's baseball, the College World Series going on right now. And I will say that Louisville ended up losing to Vanderbilt.
Oh, bummer.
Yesterday.
Dang it.
In the College World Series. Doesn't mean that they're out, okay? They still have an opportunity. But yeah, Vanderbilt beating the Louisville men's baseball team, what was it, like 3-1 in the College World Series opener on Sunday. So, there you go.
Okay.
That's your sports.
That would feel bad.
That's kind of the real quick whipping our sports out. Let's give you a little quick update on that.
How about we just give updates that are good and fun? I'm a little depressed now.
Listen.
I wasn't even invested really before.
We got to be
now
real.
I'm invested and now I'm upset.
Yeah.
If anything, we're real people.
Okay.
And we have to give you the good as well as the bad. So,
all right.
There you go. Louisville dropping the first game in the College World Series to Vanderbilt, 3-1. Post Malone, 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, Post Malone, just performed at Bonnaroo over the weekend. Kat got a chance to see him.
Yeah, but it's crazy because once you go there, you don't realize like how many hits he has. And then every single song he plays is like a banger. So.
You sound a lot better now than you did an hour ago.
Thank you.
I will tell you that. Kat had a rough start to the morning.
Well,
coming back from Bonnaroo late last night and then...
It was a weekend of very minimal sleep, maybe like 2 hours a night because then the sun comes out and you're sweaty and hangovers.
Yeah, you only live once though, you know?
YOLO.
There you go. All right, so Taylor Swift is going to be releasing her video for You Need to Calm Down, including all sorts of cameos from celebrities like Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family, Ellen DeGeneres from Ellen show. From the Ellen show.
Okay. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds making a cameo
there. You
could
just stop right there. Really, the only person you needed to mention was Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's it. Who cares about anybody else? It's Ryan Reynolds.
Here's the thing. I've heard that there may be a Louisville connection.
Okay.
All right, so but we can't confirm until the video actually comes out. She's going to release it on Good Morning America.
Can't confirm or deny.
Yeah, but I've heard that there is a rumor that there is a Louisville connection to Taylor Swift's new video for You Need to Calm Down. All right? So I guess we'll find out when she releases it, the video this morning on Good Morning America. And then we'll be able to say, yes, there is a Louisville connection. Yay! Or, you know what? It was just a rumor.
Are you going to recognize the person that you think is in there that's here locally?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Are you going to be in the video?
No, it's not me.
Okay, good.
No, it's not me.
That is unfortunate. You know what? That is her loss.
But we want to get you to New York City to see a private musical performance from Taylor Swift. A little bit later on this morning, we will open up the portal for you to submit a photo. All right? You can't spell awesome without me. Show us how awesome you are.
Yes. Show us your Swiftiness. Show us your DJX-ness.
Yeah, all that.
And then get it in there because you're going to need like people to vote for it.
Yeah, and again, voting is just one form of how the winner is going to be drawn. Okay?
Share it on the socials. So, we'll be tailoring.
Hashtag DJXPICME. So get that in. Like I said, a little bit later on this morning, the portal will open. We're having a couple technical difficulties with the entry. I think Swifties... Have they already broken it? I was going to say, they can take down Instagram. They can take down our little contest, too. So,
that's impressive. Break it before we can even open it.
For sure. So that's going to be launched here this morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
5 pop culture questions. Kelly K can't beat Kelly.
I got the sweats.
She's got the sweats.
Already.
You hide it very well. You're wearing kind of a off-white blouse. Teal necklace?
It's my doily look.
A pair of jeans?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's Kelly K's look.
It's kind of my standard uniform, honestly.
If you had a uniform, that is kind of kind of a flowy top and then tight pants. And then some sort of accent necklace, right?
I have a wheelhouse. I'm kind of in my wheelhouse a little bit.
You are in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
All right. So Campy Kelly coming up here in just about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming thebenandkellyshow.com or ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. And you can get us right there, your podcast, the live radio, all that. Man, can I just say, before we start into Campy Kelly and 5 pop culture questions, which, by the way, if you want to play, 502-571-9970. We'll play here coming up in just a minute. The only thing I received yesterday for Father's Day, it was a grill. And let me just tell you, I got a normal black kettle grill. Weber, normal one, right?
You use charcoal when you grill.
Very simple. Here's the thing. The one that I had was from my parents' wedding gift.
You have shared that with us.
Wow.
Before, right?
Like
that
over
is vintage.
Like 40 years old. And it was the same grill. And so, like, on Friday, I'm grilling out. And I'm like, yeah. No, it was Saturday. I was grilling out. I was like, yeah, all right. And then I was like, oh, this is, like, it's going to rust. And it's going to fall on the ground while I'm grilling.
Oh, my God.
Like, the run is over.
Yeah,
it's
the run was over.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And
the little legs were, like, all rusted, and I could, like, move the bowl of the grill. And the actual grill rack, it had a hole in the middle of it. And, you know, there are, like, slats and stuff, but it had a hole in the middle of it from so much use and so much fire that it was just, like,
it wasn't like a drain.
No, it wasn't a drain. Yeah, it was just a hole. It was just a hole.
So where do you buy those kinds of grills, honestly? Because I live in the world of gas grills.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones you always see out in the front of the hardware stores, and you easily, the real, yeah. Where do you find the?
Lowe's.
Okay.
Just got it at Lowe's.
All right.
So yeah, I was super,
and look at that.
My daughters put it together. My daughters put it together, and I was just like, dang, all right. Grill time!
You put in way more effort than I did.
So, I know. I just wanted to share that. I was very excited.
Look at you.
I know.
Your daughter's amazing.
Look at me. I know. It was like, I was like, just
living your best life.
Like kiss the cook sort of stuff.
Well, your wife shared a really adorable post, and I totally lifted it and put it up on our sites because I thought it was adorable.
Oh, of me and my daughters with the grill in my room?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the gorgeous family.
Sure.
So, yeah, all the things. Happy Father's Day.
All right, so if you want to be a part of Can't Beat Kelly, her record is 17-0-4. So she's tied 4 times, 17 wins, no losses. If you think you got what it takes, 502-571-9970, $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds with Can't Beat Kelly. That is next on 9970.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Useless pop culture knowledge. That is the story of our show. And we say hey to Stephanie. Good morning, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Calling us from Borden. So, Stephanie, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of low-key dodging rain shower.
All right.
Yeah. Get it.
No. Get it.
I get it.
All right. So, Stephanie, $2,000 to Genesis Diamonds up for grabs. Just to compare, as we said, Kelly is wearing kind of a teal necklace. She's got a white blouse on and some skinny jeans. Are you dressed similarly?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Not that fashion plays any part at all.
It doesn't. I just want to get to know our contestants a little bit more. That's all. Is that so wrong? Stephanie, is it wrong for me to want to know a little bit more about you?
It might be a little creepy.
It's weird.
Absolutely not.
Okay, see?
Yeah,
she's
fine. It's a little weird.
I mean, like, are you wearing your good luck top?
Yes.
All right. So, Stephanie, we're gonna say goodbye to Kelly.
All right. Good luck, Stephanie.
5 questions coming your way once she leaves the room. All right. Doors shut. Here we go. Question number one for you, Stephanie. Katy Perry posted a plate of cookies on her Instagram last week. Who gave them to her?
Orlando Bloom.
Coldplay's Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson have split up. Who is Dakota's famous father?
Don Johnson.
Almost a year after her overdose, this pop star's former dealer is being charged in a new drug-related crime.
Demi Lovato.
What notorious celebrity supposedly joined Twitter with a video where he states, "It should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do."
Will Smith.
Drake has released 2 new songs to celebrate this team winning their first NBA championship last week.
Toronto Raptors.
All right, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly!
How'd she do?
How'd she do? Wait, you probably shouldn't tell me. You want to not tell me?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's different.
Stephanie's like, oh my.
Wait,
okay.
Does Stephanie know how she did?
Stephanie, how do you think you did?
I don't think I did very well.
Okay, all right. Well, I tell you what. We'll reveal how many Stephanie got as you go along. We'll change it up a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
I'm just saying, don't slip up, Kelly.
Wait.
Here we go. Question number one for Kelly K. Katy Perry posted a plate of cookies on Instagram last week. Who gave them to her?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is correct. Stephanie got that wrong.
Last. Oh, Steph.
Coldplay's Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson reportedly have split up. Who is Dakota's famous father?
Don Johnson.
Is correct. You both got that right. Almost a year after her overdose, this pop star's former dealer is being charged in a new drug-related crime.
Demi Lovato?
Is correct. You both got that right. What notorious celebrity supposedly joined Twitter with a video where he states, "It should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do."
We're terrified because O.J. Simpson's on Twitter now.
It is O.J. Simpson. Stephanie got that wrong.
Oh, gosh.
Drake released 2 new songs to celebrate this team winning their first NBA championship last week.
I was only marginally invested because my kid is a fan of Steph Curry, Toronto Raptors.
Is correct. 5 out of 5. Stephanie got that right, too. Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie did pretty well.
She got 3 out of 5.
All right.
Yeah. Stephanie.
That's respectful.
That's not going to do it, though. Did you bail? Stephanie bailed.
No, I didn't bail.
Stephanie just bailed. She's
her
like, I'm out. I'm
is
out.
Shiny and bouncy.
I'm sure it
She's
is.
She's holding her head high. She knows.
All right, Stephanie, it's not in the cards for you today, but you did well, okay?
All right.
Ah, dang it.
One more thing before you go.
All right. My name is Stephanie, and I can't beat Kelly today.
All right.
Oh, she had today because she has confidence. Dang. Maybe,
you know,
maybe
what?
Someday in the future.
That's right. Someday in the future, you got this, Stephanie, okay?
All right, you all have a good day.
All right, you too.
Stephanie.
All right, bye bye.
Oh, I like having a worthy opponent. I do.
Okay.
I do. I wanted her to win.
You are such a dang liar. You are the most liarous person in this room.
Listen,
right now.
Liars, the people need a new champ. I get it. They're liars. Wanting it to happen.
Right. By the way, coming up, we will play for you OJ Simpson's first video tweet. And
Can we play the psycho music underneath it? Because I feel like we need to.
We could. That is all on the way. But yeah, that's Can't Beat Kelly, guys, on 99. Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, Can't Beat Kelly. You can always catch up on the podcast and see how well you would have done. Kelly, all 5 out of 5. I thought actually you would probably have only gotten 3 out of 5. So
really? Yeah. Which ones did you think I was going to miss?
I was thinking you were going to miss the Demi Lovato question and then maybe even possibly the sports question. So typically with sports, hey, would you have known who won the NHL Stanley Cup?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, see,
I barely know that's hockey.
I put that in as a question.
I thought we talked about that the other day.
I know we did.
The St. Louis Blues?
That's exactly.
But I don't retain that kind of information.
See, I had put that in, and then I had also put the Drake and Toronto Raptors question. I was like, well, two sports questions, I'll take one of them out.
Well, see, you also have to consider, though, the possibility that the listeners would, like, care or pay attention to that kind of thing, too. You want to try to get some stuff they're going to know. Which is why you went with the Drake.
Anyways.
Which was a smart decision. Which is what led me to 5 out of 5.
Okay.
But I wanted her to win.
You will lie always.
You will lie
always with that. But one of the questions involved OJ Simpson, who, if you are like Kat and you're young and you have no idea who OJ Simpson was, he's a Hall of Fame running back for the National Football League.
They don't know that part. The other part.
Yeah, he is an actor on such great movies like The Naked Gun.
No, they don't know that one either.
And he was also acquitted of murder. So
that's what we know.
25 years ago.
25 years ago, almost to the day.
Yeah.
So here, coming up after the Jonas Brothers, I want to play for you like his opening remarks to Twitter.
He also addresses a rumor. Are you going to share that one too? There's a rumor out there that people have been talking about.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
No, it's in it.
You got that too?
Sure.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers, then OJ.
Thanks so much.
99.70 JX. I'm a sucker for you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So someone has joined Twitter, which, by the way, you can always follow us at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. That is raising a lot of eyebrows. And his name is OJ Simpson. And OJ Simpson, as we were saying, is famous for a few different things. One, for being a Hall of Fame running back.
Everyone forgets that, though.
For the football. Another one is he was an actor in several movies.
No one really thinks about that either.
Naked Gun.
Ever.
And then the third is, you could also throw in like rumors that maybe he fathered Khloe Kardashian with Kris Jenner.
Okay.
I mean that could be maybe why you know the name OJ Simpson.
Also not the top of the bio.
Or, you know, 25 years ago, he was acquitted of murdering Nicole Brown Simpson, his wife.
That's
so,
the one.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
That's
so
the one.
Then there's that.
Yeah.
So OJ Simpson gets on Twitter with his first video, and people were speculating whether it was actually OJ because he didn't have a blue check mark next to his tweet.
Yes, which there are, I guess, a lot of other OJ accounts out there, and he's setting the record straight.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Okay, you're going to get to read all his thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
See, that's what I was thinking my life was missing.
Oh,
I want to know what OJ thinks about stuff.
Here, hang on a second. Okay, we're going to have to make this a little bit more dramatic here.
Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there.
Yeah.
So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one.
Okay, now
but
this
not,
next
not
statement.
Getting a check mark, though.
This next statement is what this music is for.
So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
I got a little getting even to do. Keep in mind, this is the man who is acquitted of murder.
Okay.
Listen, he was acquitted. However, there are many people.
Planet Earth don't believe that he's innocent.
Necessarily agreeing with that verdict.
Yeah. Planet Earth doesn't think he's innocent.
Yeah, I mean, that was almost 25 years ago to the day.
Can I say?
When he jumped on Twitter with that.
I came face to face with O.J. Simpson one time.
Well, I did too.
Where? Yeah.
Was it in the back stairs of Petra's nightclub?
Okay, so
Derby time one year.
So yeah, Derby, O.J. Simpson comes through Derby, and we had a after, was it an after? No, it was it a Derby was, Eve party. It was a Derby Eve party at Petra's nightclub, which was, if you remember, like a long time ago.
Way back.
It was on Main, there, kind of in Whiskey Row area.
It was
kind of
like a weird backstairs that goes up to like the VIP area.
So you must have met him either just before or just after I did, because I was out on the street broadcasting.
Yeah, we met him in the stairwell.
And so OJ comes up, shakes my hand, like, hey, buddy. First of all, he has meat hands, like hands that are as big as your face.
But he's short.
And
he is short.
And I was like, I looked at my hand and going,
no.
What is that hand scene?
You must have quit.
What is that hand scene? You know, it was one of those just moments that he passes by, goes up into the nightclub, and does what he does.
Well, my sister and my brother-in-law were in town, and so my brother-in-law thought it was cool. And I was freaking out going, oh my God.
What's cool about it?
Yeah, well, no. I don't know. I think I he was just like, yeah, hey.
So
if, famous person. No. He just really, he had lower standards, I think.
So if you were on Twitter and you noticed that the juice is loose was trending on Twitter, that's probably why. And then all the memes that then started where people are like, OJ joins Twitter.
Yeah.
Everybody's scrolling through their feed to delete past OJ tweets that they did.
Like he's got a hit list. I don't want to be any part of it.
He's got a hit list.
Yeah. He's got to get even.
And when he drops this.
So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Okay.
What do you mean, OJ Simpson?
All right, so
what
there
do
you go.
Mean? That's,
but wait, then he shared some fun facts.
Oh, yeah.
Clears up some rumors.
He's not the father of Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He decides just clearing like, that no, up. That rumor. Not true.
Yeah, and then
I got a little getting even.
you can read more about it.
Sleeping not to do.
Yeah, we got it up at WDJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. As Kelly likes to point out,
4 minutes.
4 minutes away from.
We are 4 minutes away.
Premiere of her new music video. Starring Ryan Reynolds.
And nobody else that you care about.
There you go. WDJX.com. Well, Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay,
big name. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, more importantly.
Oh, okay. WDJX.com. We got the video for you as we count down the 4 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Until it premieres on Good Morning America.
It says set a reminder. Should I click that?
199.7 DJX. Okay, feel good. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. This is a love story 75 years in the making.
Wow.
Started way back in World War II. You know, the 75th anniversary of D-Day just happened.
Right.
Right? So this Army vet, KT Robbins, never forgot this girl that he met. Literally, when he was fighting in northeastern France during World War II.
Oh, my gosh.
He fell in love with this girl back in 1944. She was a French girl, right? And so he's an American. So he got, you know, deployed somewhere else. And so he had to leave. And they just kind of said their goodbyes.
They didn't have social media 75 years ago.
No, they did not.
To follow each other.
No, not at all.
Give me your Insta. We'll keep in touch.
Or cell phone.
KT Robbins had to say goodbye to Janine. When he was transferred to fight on a different front and went back to the United States, lived his life.
Life happens.
She kind of just lived her life there in France.
Yeah.
Well, this television station in France heard about this story and got them together.
This is so amazing. Like, how in the world would they have even, like, caught wind of a story like that unless she was, like, telling someone in passing?
Yeah, so she was just talking about this guy that she had met that she had never truly ever fallen out of love with when she was just 18 years old in her nursing home in France. And so the television station flies him out.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. And they shared. He's 97 now. She's 92. And so they shared a sweet little hug and they caught right back up him saying, "You never got out of my heart."
Oh, my gosh.
KT and Janine forever.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, obviously he had a family. She had a family.
Oh, no.
They got to think, oh, dad,
always had a little flame
that
burning.
That had a little flame.
There was a flame burning.
A little crush, a little French crush there for a long time. So, anyways.
So wait, what's the status? Are they both single now?
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes?
Yeah, together. Well, he's 97, she's 92.
Are they dating?
It's and never too late.
So,
it's
never too late.
Met her there in the nursing home that she lives in now.
And they're living happily ever after. That's the end of that
story,
right?
The assisted living, yes.
And yeah, I can only that's imagine that they speak different languages, but I think that's even cuter. They're like, I still love you.
You know the language that they have in common?
What are they?
The language of love.
There it is. Yeah. All right, so there you are. That's your feel good. On 99.7 DJX.
It is time. It is time.
All right.
It's time.
So you can log on right now, WDJX.com, and you can watch new Taylor videos.